131060 is the number. We are asking, what did your kid lie about for attention?
That's right. A woman named Sophie took to TikTok answering this very question, saying, when I was the kid, I thought a good way to get attention in my primary school class was to pretend like I needed hearing aids and that I was deaf. So she cut up her Sony over-ear sport headphones, bright blue, she says, had Sony quite large written on the headphone.
Yeah.
And when the teacher confiscated them, obviously, because she'd just known her for what, the past 7 years of her life, and she just magically became deaf overnight. She said she acted like she mimed, I can't hear. I need the hearing aid
so
back.
Bad.
But we're all guilty of it.
Yeah.
We've all done it as a kid. Dax commented on the Hit Newcastle Instagram page and said, in my year two morning news, I told all my classmates my dad got eaten by a shark.
Oh, Daddy. But then Dad was there for pick-up that afternoon.
Yeah, totally. Bronny said, I wanted to get attention in primary school, so I undid a paper clip, put it over my front top teeth, and pretended I had braces.
Brilliant.
Oh, my gosh. Brilliant. We lie about the dumbest stuff.
I know. Like,
this song, when I was in primary school. So informer, you know, say that I'm
a snowman, I go glam. Oh, yes.
For some reason, I just told my friends that it was in Jamaican, the language Jamaican.
And you spoke and Jamaican?
No, I said that the lyric sheet had the Jamaican words and then the English words underneath it, the translation. Why? Why would you lie about that?
Lyrical expert over here. Just wanted to get some street cred with your little mates.
Yeah, the Jamaican Gil man.
Yeah, totally.
What's your best Jamaican? Go for it, Gil. Just give us your best.
Absolutely not. I don't know. I don't know what's on the list and what's not on the list anymore.
Yeah, no.
You can do. But I feel as though that's somewhere in the grey area.
Totally. Kylie's in Cameron Park. Good morning, Kylie.
Hi.
What did you lie about as a kid for attention?
It wasn't actually me. It was my sister. She told family members that I had burnt our bedroom down.
Okay.
Not the rest of the house, just the bedroom.
Okay, burnt to try and get you in trouble?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's not a common phrase, I burnt the bedroom down, is it?
No. Because usually the whole house would come with that.
Totally, yeah. Totally.
Just
and
the bedroom.
I love that. There's no logic. There's no. This is why I've done it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chloe's in Cardiff. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What did you lie about as a kid for attention?
Well, mine's pretty funny.
If you say so.
It better be, Chloe. It bloody better be. Never start a story that way.
Oh, yeah. So when I was a little girl, it was when Ricky Martin was, like, in his prime and all his new songs were coming out. And I pretended that he lived underneath my bed so I could share or get rid of the dinner that I didn't want off my plate.
What? That Ricky Martin was... You're just lying down in bed and then...
Oh, Ricky!
And it was the most odd thing for a small girl to say, but yes, apparently he lived underneath my bed.
Wow.
Wowee.
I mean,
you hear monsters under the bed, but Ricky Martin, he'd be a pleasant person to have under the bed, I'd presume.
Can you imagine his lullabies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
I know you wouldn't do Jamaican, Gilly, but will you give us Ricky Martin doing a lullaby to Chloe?
What lullaby would you like?
Obviously, Living La Vida Loca.
Oh, such a great
turned
one.
Turned into some sort of sleepy time.
Chloe La Sleepa Loca.
Yeah, Chloe, I would like you to go to sleep. Go to sleep now, Chloe. I'll see you in the morning.
More.
Oh, my God.
Go to sleep, please, please. I'll see you in the morning.
When did Ricky become a creep?